second floor. Now, let's see. Big rooms, high ceilings. Mm-hmm. Porch. Bedroom. Bath and storage. Porch. Bedroom. What do we call a bay window? Mm-hmm. Bedroom. Then that's right. The porch entered at that hall. The hall entered at that porch. And on this side, let's see, the porch came out about there. On this side, that represents a door. Bedroom, porch, porch here. Just not much good at that.
Well, that's fun. Pretty large house.
10 rooms. And such material. My goodness. The termites wouldn't, they just didn't like that good cypress. They wouldn't eat it.
You know, you mentioned the porch. Do you remember different names for porches?
One other, gallery.
What did gallery mean? Just any kind of porch?
It really meant a porch. But everybody had a gallery, not a porch.
Okay.
That is, most people did.
Did you have a fireplace?
In every room. That was the only way of heating them. Later on, we discontinued many of the fireplaces and put in gas heaters. And also, now let's see, about, see the lower floor, hall, dining room, hall. Somewhere about in there, that's an F, U-R-N-A-C-E. Furnace, right? Under a partition between a room and a hall. But mostly, every room had its fireplace. That was all there was back in 1886. One closet in the house, about that deep. Old wardrobe sitting around everywhere.
What was a wardrobe? What was a wardrobe?
Well, some of them call them armoires, armors. And, well, that was it. The armors, which is not the exact term, or wardrobes. Some of them were single and most of them were double. Two doors to the double ones, one door to the single ones. And in place of closets, that's where people put the clothes.
You could hang your clothes up in it.
Oh, yes, had a shelf up at the top for hats and what have you.